Without passion, it's like a zombie, right? Are you full of passion?
Amen.
No one said amen except one lady. Are you full of passion?
Amen.
Is juice flowing in your heart?
Juice?
Yeah, live juice, okay? All right, well, would you show the picture? What happened? Okay. See the tree? Humongous, right? Okay. The next shot. Yeah, this shows, what do you call this? You know, the one on the, you know, the far left, that's about 1980. Then you go to the core, that's about 800. This piece of wood is as old as how many? 1,000. Huge, right? Okay, let's go to the next shot. See, these trees, what I have seen and took photos at the San Francisco, called Millwood Park. You know, here is all redwood, could go as tall as 376 feet. Think about it. And these are about 1,000 years old. This whole park is covered in trees. These are about 1% of a redwood forest preserved. And the other part, you know, people all chopped down, used them. But here is specially preserved in Millwood. I went there, looked at these trees. I was old. You know, we stand in the awe of Jesus. But we also, when we saw, see the trees like this, we are in the awe. They're so big and humongous. Right? So tall. You can't even look at the top. You have to almost lie down. And not just that, redwood have such a aroma. It's a strong aroma. This aroma filled the whole area. And on top of that, this tree provides a canopy for other plants to live. These trees are the tallest in whole world. Okay? No other living things on the earth is taller than this one. And two things came up, right? One is so tall and straight. See that? And standing there. People just look at the tree, but don't really think about how these humongous things could stand on the ground. Think about it. It's as high as about 50 stories of a building. Okay? Buildings are standing because they are bigger, you know, wider, supporting by beams. This thing is just one trunk. And it is marvelous. It is a miracle. And how this thing could stand so tall, giving such an aroma to the old environment, actually providing all these canopies that makes everything possible to happen there. And when I looked, I thought about my faith life. This thing could last 2,000 years. And keep growing, growing higher and taller, looking at the sky and straight. No matter how hard the environment are, just think about it. As you know, in San Francisco, there are always earthquakes, okay? When earthquake comes, everything just moving, you know, could fall. This thing withstood earthquakes. And wildfires, you know, brush fires, comes every year to California. You know how hard it is. These trees withstood those fires. And harmful insects, vermins, could destroy trees. They are always there, but they withstood. Not just a year, not just 10 years, not just 100 years. How many years? These trees, 1,000 years. They could go as long as 2,000 years, growing so tall and big. And let me show you little things here. What do you see? Yeah. Let there be light. Let there be light. Okay. What is this?
Flowers.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't really impress you, right? Compared to those trees. How long does this last?
Couple of weeks.
Sometimes. Normally? Quite a few days, okay? And drawing something in water, right? What? Does it have?
No.
Compare the difference between those trees and this rose. What's the difference? This thing is just temporary. Why? Because it doesn't have
roots.
Okay. Roots must be grounded too. Okay. It may look beautiful, temporary, just amusing few guys, but those trees will make every living things happier. Okay. When I went there, I loved that aroma. I marveled at the sight. And I wish I could be like those trees. How about you? You want to be that rose in the base or these trees? Come on, guys.
I want to be beautiful.
No matter how hard you work, you may not become like Lord. Okay. Seriously, folks. I want my life to be like that. Long lasting, not just long lasting. You know, some people last long, perishing, okay? Withering. But this tree, the older they become, what? The stronger, the taller, the higher, and providing beneficial canopy to all other living things. I'm going to be like that. You know, I'm going to be 60 in a couple of months. Okay? And my hair became a little bit, you know, wider, okay? And I went to DMV yesterday. Not, was it? The day before yesterday. Yesterday? To change my driver's license to Virginia. I have been living here for a year. Finally, I decided to do that. And you have to fill out the form, okay? Here it says hair color. I used to write black all the time, okay? That made me think, oh man, was I lying? And I asked the guy sitting next to me, is a black man, hey man, how do you think about my hair color? What color is it? He said, he was smiling. Come on, is it gray or turning white? Well, so I wrote gray, you know. You don't feel well, you know. I feel like I'm getting old. And but when I look at trees like this, 1,000 years old, still going strong and green, my heart began to boom, boom. All right, I better be like these trees. gave me a new passion. I hope you guys today determine your heart to aspire to be trees like this, not like this little rose flower without root. But the problem we have, sometimes we just want to become like this rose, as Moses said. You know, our faith life, sometimes we feel like we don't have roots grounded in the soil. Feel like we are just hanging there, barely touching water. Yes, water is there, okay, we just suck the juice. But that water doesn't last long enough. We feel like that in our face, right? Feel dry, that's what he say. Why? Here, the psalmist in the Psalm 119 is talking about our faith life. The psalmist was being persecuted by people around him and mocked. But because he is rooted deeply in the Word of God, he is withstanding there like these trees. So we're going to read Psalm 119, verse 41 through 56 today. If you have your Bible with you, you can read it together with me, or just listen to me. Don't have to feel guilty. Alright? My Bible is page 892, but this is a Korean and English bilingual Bible. So you may have different page. Psalm 119, verse 41 through 56. You know where Psalm is located, right? Psalm is before the proverb. Okay. While you dig in, let me start to read. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I'll answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your Lord. See that? I'll answer the one who taunts me. People are taunting him, but he is standing tall like these trees, for he trusts in his word. Okay? Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws. So what psalmist is afraid is people may snatch the word of truth from his mouth. This is what he's afraid. Not the persecution, not the hardships. Because he has put his hope in his laws. It is the Word. Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in the Word. Our Lord, all His strength and power comes through His Word. I'll always obey your law forever and ever. So this way, he can root, he can take deep root in the soil. Like these trees, he will always obey his law forever and ever. I'll walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precept. How we can be free? He will walk about in freedom. How? He has sought out his precepts. The same word as the word. I'll speak of your stated before kings, and will not put to shame, even to the kings. He will speak his truth, because he is rooted in the word. For I delight in your command, because I love them. See, this is most important. How you can take deep root in the word. You must delight in the word. Delight in the command that God gave us through His Word. Not only delight, because I love them. How much delight do you have in the Word? How much love do you have in this Bible? This is very critical. This way, unless you love and delight, you won't have time to read them. You know, how you love people, okay? Here, you are all still singles, right? If you fall in love with someone, okay, you know what happened? You have to see them every day if you love. You know, you guys love to play game, right? You love to play your cell phone, okay? What do? Even you listen to my sermon, some folks just touch their cell phone, okay? Can do without your cell phone or games, right? Bible, if you love them, if you're going to have a deep root in the Word, you must meet the Word at least daily basis, in the morning and in the night. Otherwise, you're going to wither like this rose in a few days. Your life will be rootless and restless. So you need to choose. And I meditate on your decree. No, here. I lift up my hand to your command. The same word. It is basically Bible. Which I love. I meditate on your decrees. When you read the Bible, you just don't just read. You have to think about what does it mean to my life? What does it mean? The psalmist is talking about meditation. What does it mean into my life? What happens if I do meditate on the Lord? That's what I'm telling you guys. You can take a deep root like these trees. As deep as the height of the trees. See, these trees, to withstand on the ground, must have same height. You gotta go deeper underground. Root will take shape. Basically same thing. How you do that? You have to meditate on the Word. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. Your hope is in the Word, folks. Your hope is not in your daddy, not in the money, not in your cell phone, not in your computer. Your hope is in the Word. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. What preserves your life is not the food you eat. Okay? It may preserve you for a short time, but your soul and spirit will be preserved by the Word. So if you don't eat the Word and meditate and chew them carefully, you will wither and perish. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. No matter what other people do, some people taunt you. Hey, you are Bible monger. Okay? Doesn't matter, because the Word is our hope. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find the comfort in them. When you suffer, when you struggle in your life, when you are sick, where you find your comfort? The Word. The power is in the Word. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precept. Here, knowing the Word is one thing, but how you take deep root, you're going to obey the law. Obey the Word. And that you make it your practice, make it your habit. So here, the message what I'm giving you today is, I want you to do at least two things for the world. Every morning you wake up, you start the day by reading the Bible. At least one verse a day. In the morning, start with the New Testament. Okay? Because it's a new day. At the night, before you sleep, read at least one verse of the Old Testament. So you sleep by thinking about the verse you have read. That gives you hope and comfort. You'll have a good sleep, folks. I had the experience of this. I used to struggle a lot. I was sick and struggling in business. I wasn't Christian. How I was able to sleep well after reading the Bible every night. That's how I found Jesus. From the reading the Bible, that's how I met Him. That way, you will take a deep root like these trees, rather the trees. You will grow taller and stronger and mighty, folks, like these trees in your life. Will become canopy to other people around you. People will seek comfort from you guys, the comfort under your canopy. Today, I want you to determine one thing again. I'm going to make it my habit to read the Bible at least one verse every morning and night, and obey the message written in the Bible. And I will take deep root in the Bible and get all the nutrition God provides. Then I'll be like these trees. My face life will be these trees. Imagine you standing tall, the tallest in the world. No matter what your conditions are, other things around you, you will grow, getting the all the nutrition from the soil provided in the world. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for showing us your desire to all your children, Lord. Lord, we determine today that we will take a deep root in your word so that we may stand tall, grow tall like these red oak trees, Lord. Bless the lives of all your children here so that they may become these trees providing canopies to all around them, Lord. I pray all this in your Son, Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, guys.